Shalom to all. Today's daf is Shalom Pesachim daf Ayin Zayin, and we're starting about the eighth line with the words of Rav Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Vilna's Torah's daf. It's on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, about halfway in between the beginning of the Amud and Halacha Gimel. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue explaining the Mishnah where we had our shitas Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Lazar about what's considered derech chayka, that if a person's far away, he's apart from doing Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Kivin had said he's actually outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi had said even if he's from the Skupas Hazara Velachot, he's still considered b'derech chayka. And that's what the Gemara tells us. The Revo says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad in Darshan. They're both Darshan the same exact Psukim. We have two Psukim, Sham, Sham. What is this, Sham, Sham? So one regards to Karim Pesach says, Sham Tizbachas HaPesach Ba'arev. Another one regards to Maaser Sheni, which we know has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But if a person's far away from Yerushalayim, they could be Paideh, they could redeem it or transfer its Kedusha onto money. And that Pasuk says, V'chata Sham Lefnei Sham Lekecha. So what's the Joshua? Charam or Chutzla Asiyasai. One of them says, it's Chutzla Asiyasai. But just like with Maaser Sheni, the Asiyah of Maaser Sheni is in Yerushalayim, and if a person's outside Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to eat it, and he's allowed to be paid to it. So to the asiya of the Karban Pesach, which is done in the Azara, that's where it's made, that's where it's processed, if a person's outside the Azara, so he's pater from bringing Karban Pesach, and that's Shitzur Belezer. Whereas V'charn Arma, the other one says, Chutzla Mechitza, so it's outside the Mechitza, which is referring to Yerushalayim. And Chavai says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk tells us, if a person is Tahar, and he wasn't along the way, then he's chai for not doing Karban Pesach. What do we learn from here? Yatzazesh, Haya Bader. This excludes a person who was along the way, so he's not chayav karis for not doing Karim Pesach. And Rabbi Zayir further clarifies B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, k'shu mazhir, when the Pasuk warns and it gives the heter for a person to not bring Pesach Rishon, hu mazkir rechayka. It uses the lashon of rechayka, which is mashma, far away from Yerushalayim, like Rabbi Kiva, whereas k'shu einesh, when it mentions the punishment, that if a person doesn't bring Karim Pesach, they're chayav karis, einu mazkir rechayka. It doesn't say the word rechayka, it just says, b'derech lehaya. It doesn't say b'derech rechayka lehaya. And so here we have this unique din from Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan that a person has l'chatchila heter to not bring the Karim Pesach if he's b'derech chayka, he's far away from Yerushalayim like Rabbi Kiva. But even if he wasn't far away from Yerushalayim, he just was outside the Beis HaMikdash like Rabbi Eliezer, and he didn't bring Karim Pesach, he's not going to be chayav kares. L'chatchila, he still has the chayav too, but if he doesn't, he's not going to be chayav kares. Now we go on to explain the words of Rabbi Yossi in Mishnah, who was explaining Rabbi Eliezer's shita that even if a person is just outside the Skupas Hazara, he's potter from being Karim Pesach, he's considered. And that's because, as he had said in the Mishnah, there's a dot over the letter He of the word Rechaika, and that's how we learn it. Now, where does this come from? So here we just bring up a general machlokes in how to understand dots above letters. Rabban Amri the Rabbanan say, B'shasha kasav rabba l'nekuda at darsh asaksav. When we have a word that's written, and there's more letters in the word that do not have dots, there's more written letters than nekudas, then we darshan the ksav, we darshan what's written, and masalakas a nekuda, and we do away with the nekuda, we don't pay attention to the dot above the letter. However, when there's more dots than letters written, then you darshan the dots and you ignore that which is written without dots. For example, we know that after Avram got his bris milah, Malachim came to visit him, and the pasuk tells us, and they said to him, where's Sarah your wife? So the basic understanding of the pasuk is that they're asking Avram about his wife Sarah, how she's doing. However, when it says the word a love and they said to him has three dots above it. The aleph, yud, and vav have dots on them, the lamed doesn't, and that's where the nekuda is rabba alaksav. There's more dots above letters than letters that don't have dots, so therefore we're darish the nekuda and we're masalik the ksav. So we take out the letter lamed due to the fact that it doesn't have a dot on it, and we understand the pasuk as follows, vayomru ayoy, and they said, where is he? In other words, we're understanding that the malachim asked Sarah, ayoy, how is Avram? Where is Avram? Meaning, how is he? How's everything going with him? And then they asked Avram, ayay Sarah shtecha, where's Sarah your wife? So they ask both Sarah and Avram about each other. Now Rabbi says, Alphabi She'ain Sham El Nakuda Achas Mamalon, even if there's only one dot above one of the letters of the word, Adarsha Sanakuda Masaka Sav, you darsha the Nakuda and you take away the letter, and that's how we could understand Shitas Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, that when the Pasuk says Rechaika and there's only one dot over the letter Hey, that teaches us that even if the person isn't physically far from Yerushalayim and he's just outside the Azara, he's still part of bringing Karim Pesach. However, there's also a possibility to understand it in Shitas Rabbanon, whom we had just said, they hold, if there's only one dot, we don't darshan that dot. Nonetheless, in this case, we could. How so? Because hey sheb rechayka nakud, the hey of the word rechayka has that dot over it, and that means that if we're going to be ignoring the letter hey, we read the word as rechayk, not rechayka. And what does that tell us? That ish rechayk v'ein derech rechayka. The word rechayka with a hey is referring to the derech, is referring to the road, whereas if it just has the word rechayk, that's masculine, and that's referring to a man who's rechayk, like the person himself is far away, means he's outside the Azara, even though he's not on a derech, which is Rechaika, the road that he's on is not physically far away, but since he himself is outside the Azara, he's also potter for being Pesach Rishon. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah says, Ma Pesach Rishon and Sheni, what's the differences between Pesach Rishon and Sheni? So number one is Rishon Asur Bal Yura Bal Yimotzev, Hasheni Chametz Umatzim Ubayas. The first one, Pesach Rishon, there's an Isur Bal Yura Bal Yimotzev, you can't have any chametz in your house, whereas with Pesach Sheni, he could have chametz and matzah with him in the house. Also, Harishon Ton Hal Bachilosev, Hasheni Enoy Ton Hal Bachilosev. Pesach Rishon requires halal to be recited when it's being eaten, whereas Pesach Sheni, there's no halal when it's eaten. Now, Zevazet Tun Hal Basiyason, both Pesach Rishon and Sheni do have to have halal recited when it's being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, V'nachal and Sli, and they're both eaten roasted, Al Matzum Roirim, with matzah and maror, V'daychen Es HaShabbos, and they're also Daycha Shabbos. Now, Ein Zayinu Beis on top, the Gemara begins by clarifying a pasuk by Pesach Sheni that tells us as follows, Lo Yash Irumenu Ad Biker, don't leave any over till the morning, V'etzem Li Yishberu Bai, don't break any bones, K'chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysai, like all the laws of the Pesach, it shall be done. So the Gemara says, Ksiv, it says the pasuk, Lo Yash Irumenu Ad Biker, don't leave any over until the morning. Now, what's this teaching us? Imlechol, if you want to say it's coming to teach us that he has to eat Pesach Sheni, well, Zem Mitzvah Say Shabbai, that's the Mitzvah Say, or it says V'etzem Lo Yish Berubai, it's really Yish Berubai, a bone shouldn't be broken. Zem Mitzvah Lo Yish Say Shabbai, that's Mitzvah Lo Yish Say. And Kshoyer, when it says Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysai, what's that telling us? If we just said in the pasuk that he has to eat it and he's not allowed to break a bone, so why do we have to repeat Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysai? Yochel, you might think Sheni Mar Bilabir Chametz Alchilas Matzah Kol Sheva, that this is coming to include that even by Pesach Sheni, he has to get rid of all of his chametz and he has to eat matzah for 7 days, like by Pesach Rishon. And so on that, Tumble Lamer, the pasuk says Al Matzah Sumerim Yechlu, and we learn from here Ein Lecha Davar Chutz Migufay Ma'akvay, that there's nothing beyond the actual guf of the Karm Pesach, which is Ma'akavit, El Matzah Sumerim Blavad, except for Matzos and Mar, and that's it. Meaning you eat the Karm Pesach with Matzah and Mar, but nothing beyond that immediate din is relevant. And in Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel Amar, he says Klal Prata Kol Bechlal. And we continue Yachol, you might think that you call Advar Ma'akvay Noisai, that everything is Ma'akav the Pesach. Tumble Lamer, so the pasuk says Al Matzah Sumerim Yechlu, Ein Lecha Davar Chutz Migufay Ma'akvay, El Matzah Sumerim Blavad. Now we're gonna have four different cheetahs regarding when a person is chayv kares for not bringing karm pesach. Remember, we have Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And so when is it that we're going to say, okay, this person, he's going to be chayv kares for not bringing karm pesach? Here's opinion number one. Is Yatani, those that teach in a brisa, al Sheni who anush kares, al Rishon ain't anush kares. He's going to get kares for dafka not bringing Pesach Sheni, but not for Pesach Rishon. Meaning, even if bemezid he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's not chayv kares if he b'shoigig didn't bring Pesach Sheni. If for whatever reason he didn't end up bringing Pesach Sheni, not bemezid, it was b'shoigig or an oines, but he's not going to be chayev kares. Even though, again, Pesach Rishon, he didn't bring b'mezid. It's only if he didn't bring Pesach Sheni b'mezid that he's chayev. Now, here's second opinion. Is Tanya Tanya those that teach, al Rishon who anush kares, al Sheni ain't anush kares. That he's only getting kares for the first one, not for the second one. Which means that if he dafka didn't bring the first Pesach, he's chayev kares, even if he did bring Pesach Sheni. And also, if for whatever reason, he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, not b'mezid, but b'sheikig or anush or something like that, even if he bedafka did not bring Pesach Sheni, so he's not going to be chayv kares for that. Now here's our third sheet of is Tanya those that teach bein al Rishon bein al Sheni ganush kares, that if he dafka didn't bring one of them, either Pesach Rishon or Sheni, he's chayv kares. And here's our fourth sheet of which we have to add into the girsa because we don't have it in the Gemara. Is Tanya those that teach al Sheni ain't ganush kares, that regarding the second one, he's not chayv kares. Elim kein loy asar Rishon, only if he didn't bring the first one, which means if he dafka b'mezid didn't bring Pesach Rishon, and then also he dafka didn't bring Pesach Sheni, then he's chayv kares. But if he wasn't bedafka by both of them, so then he's not chayv kares. And all them darshan the same exact pasuk. We've already had this pasuk before. It says v'ishasher hutar b'derech lehayav achad la'asas pesach, and he refrained from doing the karm pesach. V'nichrasa anefsha hi me'ameha, that soul shall be cut off from its nation. That's the einish of kares. Ki karban Hashem lehikriv mayadoi, because he didn't bring the karban of Hashem in its time. Chet oy yisah ha'ish ha'hu, that man shall bear his sin. So we understand how these four opinions darshan this pasuk. Man da amar l'rishin anush kares, according to man da amar that he's going to get kares only for dafka not bringing the first karm pesach, but not the second one. He understands that when the pasuk tells us cheto yisa he shall bear his sin, but Rishon, that's referring to the first karm pesach. Whereas man da amar l'sheni anush kares, according to the second brisa, that he's chayv kares only for dafka not bringing the second one. So cheto yisa b'sheni, cheto yisa in the pasuk is referring to the second karm pesach. And man da amar bein al Rishon bein al sheni anush kares, according to the third opinion, that he's going to be chayv kares if he either doesn't bring the first or the second b'mezid, he's going to get kares. Well, cheto yisa bein al Rishon bein al sheni, the pasuk cheto yisa is going both on pesach Rishon and on sheni. And according to the fourth opinion, man da amar al sheni ain anush kares elim kein loy also sarishon, that he's not chayv kares for the second one unless he also didn't bring the first one b'mezid, meaning he has to not bring both of them b'mezid to be chayv kares. How does he understand? Ki karban Hashem lo hikriv b'may adai. When the pasuk says that he didn't bring the karban of Hashem in its time, but rishon, that's referring to the first one. And then when the pasuk says cheto yisa b'sheni, that's referring to the second karban pasach. Now we're going to discuss the din of Mishnah, which had said that we do not say hallel when eating the pasach sheni. And so here the gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimei Yitzadak, Siv, the pasuk says, Hashir yelachem, it will be song for you, kilel hiskadish chag, like the night of sanctifying the holiday. Now this night of sanctifying the holiday is referring to Lel Pesach, where we sing Hallel, and this is the Navi Yishaya telling the Yidden that your salvation from Sancheirev is going to be so great, you're going to sing Shira like the night of Pesach. So you see, the night of Pesach requires Shira, and what we learn from here, Balal Pesach, Lamed Alma Palazai Shel Sancheirev, the night of Pesach comes to teach us regarding the fall of Sancheirev. So pay attention to the Girsa change. The Gemara asks as follows, in regards to Pesach Sheni, E, Ma Zeton Hallel, Av Zeton Hallel. If we're saying that Lel Pesach Rishon needs Hallel, maybe Lel Pesach Sheni, that when we're eating Pesach Sheni, that also requires Hallel. And the answer to this is actually no, which is different than our Mishnah. Amar Rab Zeira says that the Pasuk tells us Kilel Hiskadish Chag, like the night of sanctifying the holiday, but we're focusing on the word Chag as referencing Karban Chagiga. And what does this tell us? Eshu Ton Chagiga, Ton Hallel, only the Karban Pesach that needs Chagiga, that needs Hallel when eating it. Rasha Einu Ton Chagiga, Einu Ton Hallel, whatever doesn't need the Karban Chagiga doesn't need Hallel. And since Pesach Sheni is not brought with Chagiga, when it's eaten, it doesn't need Hallel either. Now we conclude with one more question regarding Pesach Sheni. V'doiches Toma, is it Doiches Toma? If a person is Tomei by Pesach Sheni, is he going to bring it even in a state of Toma? And the answer is Amrit, you'd say that Kol Atzma Inu Ba'al Bnei Toma. The whole reason why a person is bringing Pesach Sheni in the first place is because he was Tomei by Pesach Rishon and therefore couldn't bring it. Vat Amr Doiches Toma, and you want to say that Pesach Sheni is Doiches Toma? If Pesach Rishon wasn't Doiches Toma, it definitely doesn't make sense to say that Pesach Sheni is going to be Doiches Toma, and so obviously it's not. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.